Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We heard from Conservative Commuter over the weekend, one of our faithful listeners and supporters over here at Feet to the Fire. We actually did some interviews with him and a roundtable discussion a few months back on the Republican primary. So if you want to listen to those episodes, it's back somewhere in the 50s. But he contacted Feet to the Fire this weekend after he heard Friday Follies and this quote from Obama that it's easier to get a firearm in some communities. It's easier to get a gun than it is to get a computer, a book, or fresh vegetables, which is the best way to describe that, as we've said so many times, is charged rhetoric to try and advance an anti-gun agenda, a ridiculous comment. But here was Conservative Commuter's great response. He said this, thinking through Obama's logic that you can get vegetables easier. First, in an effort to comply with Michelle Obama's healthy diet plan, Conservative Commuter said, I tried to make myself a salad, but fresh veggies were so hard to find. So I quickly bought a 9mm because it was so much easier to get than romaine lettuce. And then guess what? I went to the store and because of my 9mm, free romaine lettuce. Gotta love that. Great commentary from the Conservative Commuter. Anybody, feel welcome to contact with some feedback. Your happy host from Feet to the Fire, host at feettothefire.org. And listen in and participate in the show. You know, it's only 10 minutes a day. The big names out there, they get 3 hours a day to do their conservative shows. And we pack it all into 10 minutes. So listen daily and join us each week for Friday Follies. Hopefully we're going to have fun with that. Tragic news again. Obviously, yesterday there were three more cops that were ruthlessly murdered in Baton Rouge by a psychotic individual who is carrying on this racially charged anthem of killing white cops. And also, there seems to be some loose association with radical Islam. Violence, constant violence. And you would think with all of the violence that liberals would finally wake up and start recognizing the problems that, as we said so much last week, the Black Lives Matter movement is really a hate group that's fomenting all this violence. You would think with the terror attacks in Nice, France on Friday, which were so awful and tragic, the guy driving a truck through the crowd and murdering over 80 people, that liberals again would wake up and recognize the problem with radical Islam. You know, Trump is not wrong. And I'm so tired of even Republicans and conservatives getting nervous with Trump talking about the devastating danger of Islam and how we got to shut down the borders and everybody freaks out. No, you can't say it. It's not politically correct. You're going to lose support, lose the election. No, we got to start having conversations like this and recognizing what the real problems are. Rather than that, which every time there's an event, I, in a very naive way, hope that that will happen amongst the liberals, that they'd finally wake up. What we generally see, and I want to explain this to you if you're not aware of it, is blame America first. That's always what we see, is the blame America first crowd. And that is a tenet of liberalism. What is blame America first? Blame America first means when there's a major catastrophe like Nice, France, you don't address the actual problem, which is out of control radical Islam and the hatred and violence inherent with that religion. You don't address that and the devastation it's causing in the Middle East and in Western civilization. No, you just find some other excuse to advance a liberal narrative and a liberal agenda that really has to do with it's always America's fault, it's the fault of the West, and we need to change and stop being the cause for the violence. And you have to say, why do liberals go at it this way? Why is their explanation always that it's not the perpetrator's fault? You know, it's not the Black Lives Matter violent rioters' fault. It's not their fault. It's not the Islamists' fault. You know, in Orlando, it wasn't even that shooter's fault. Here's what I mean. they attack mainstream majority America and Western culture. Why do they do that? And I don't know if any conservative commentators really get down to the nitty-gritty here, but I'm going to explain why. Here's why. Because America, the West, but specifically America, represents in the minds of liberals and in the world, Christendom, Christianity, a Christian worldview, a Christian civilization. And so America can never be seen to be innocent or vindicated, or the West can never be seen as the victim, because that would vindicate the Christian West and our Christian civilization, and it would indict those causes and movements that are anti-Christian and that are evil, like the Black Lives Matter movement or Islam or any other wild worldview that we have to just accept because we're pluralistic and need to be open-armed to every crazy fringe extreme movement that's out there. But let me break it down a little bit more. When you saw, for example, the Orlando shooting, yeah, everybody will say kind of at the surface it was the Orlando guy's fault. But what did we hear in the media? That did we hear an indictment of radical Islam and that this was a terrorist act perpetrated cold-blooded against people in a club, in a nightclub, in a actually a homosexual nightclub? Did we hear any of that? No, what we heard was he was potentially a closet homosexual himself. And so that means that his shooting was because of repressed gay impulses, and it was, he was a victim, and this was just finally, it all bubbled out and he got extreme and violent and killed people, and it was because he was repressed. Well, who repressed him? Why was he repressed? Oh, it's because of majority Christian white mainstream America. See, we force this guy as a Muslim and as potentially with some homosexual impulses to repress all that. He wasn't welcomed, and we created some psychological issues, and that showed itself in violent extreme behavior. So it's America's fault in that case. Black Lives Matter movement, obviously we've talked about so much. That's majority America's fault for victimizing blacks through the majority America's police forces. And so because they're victimized when the shooting happens in Dallas, what do? Again, the Obama, the liberals, time and time again in their speeches, Hillary, blame the Second Amendment, blame firearms, blame the status quo in mainstream American culture. It's because we have the right to bear arms. It's because we have our own independent localized police forces. That's why it's not because there's racially charged rhetoric and violent extremists who want to murder cops and they need to be silenced and shut down and incarcerated and told that this kind of murderous protesting is not allowed in a civilized society. They're not told that there isn't a giant white cop movement against them. They're just empowered to continue. And then you see this again on Sunday. It's horrible what happened on Sunday, but this is going to continue because the rhetoric continues. And then when we get to Nice, France, again, you don't see anyone say, this is the face of Islam. No, what you hear from liberals, and the main liberal narrative is, this is Islam responding to the oppressive presence of America as a superpower in the world. It's because America is mean. America is not welcoming to Muslims. America is racist and prejudiced against Islam. Western Europe oppresses Muslim minorities, and you know, we are the haves in the world, right? We're big and throw a radar around. We're the world boss, and we have all the wealth and all the power. And these Middle Eastern nations, you know, they're just poor and suppressed and oppressed, and it's not their fault. And it comes out, you know, they're gonna end up attacking Western civilization because we're so mean to them. And in reality, that's not it at all. The religion of Islam teaches murder to any non-Islams, particularly Jews and Christians. The religion of Islam and these Islamic nations cry death to America. They hate Western civilization, and liberals cannot admit that and put America and Christianity in a morally superior position. They cannot face facts because it would vindicate the American identity and American civilization. And again, it's because America proceeds from a Christian heritage. And liberalism, see, you got to understand, it's a spiritual and moral and ethical battle. America represents, because of its legal and cultural heritage, Christianity. We were built on a Christian worldview, Christian framework. The colonies and the laws originally were birthed out of Christian principle. Our documents are Christian in philosophy. Our customs, property ownership, marriage, work ethic, education, law enforcement, the customs in our courts, our sense of justice. All of this comes from a Christian worldview. It has bred in an incredible amount of prosperity and power and wealth. And it shows, America shows the superiority, here it is, the superiority of Christianity over and against every other worldview, religion, and over and against any other means of constituting a society. America shows the supremacy of Christianity. And liberals hate that. They hate that because they hate Christianity. So when America is shown to be strong because of its Christian identity, and the world and its wild behavior is shown to be evil, expressed, say, through murderous Islam, the liberals will never admit that America is righteous and that Islam is evil, or that some other movement is evil, because it would vindicate the traditional Christian conservative heritage in this country, and liberals cannot suffer that because they hate, ultimately, God's law, God's Bible, and the way of Christianity. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. All this stuff is not America's fault. It's not mainstream majority white America's fault. It's not Christianity's fault. The stuff we see going on out there is the result of evil, unrestrained, being perpetrated against civil societies. And we need to stand up and say no more and defend the American identity and the American civilization. And when liberals cry and whine that it's our fault, don't accept that and hold their feet to the fire.